Thank you. friends. Ooh, close mic. That's right. I am Nick, and you've been listening to Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain here online at cjsf.ca. And yes, this has been the Global Horror episode, 2 hours of spooky music to fit the darkening season. And it's not all Halloween themed, but generally quite unsettling, sometimes funky. The background right now, someone from Chichester, UK, goes by Mining, and the song is Picture Core. This is some, as yet unreleased music coming out next year. Okay, leaking here. And the last piece we heard, the sort of brooding, skittering percussion, as a project, a musician who goes by Jujitsu, or Jujitsu, J-U-D-G-I-T-Z-U. It is the project of Julian Hiron, who mixes his Celtic heritage, so like the original Samhain Halloween mythology, with contemporary Tanzanian dance music. So that's about as spectral as you can get with two sides of the world, I think. That's an amazing label called Nyege Nyege Tapes out of Kampala, Uganda, and this album just came out a few days ago, just in time for the build-up to Halloween. And the song we heard was called Sylph, S-Y-L-P-H-E, the album Sator Arepo, which is a very interesting ancient palindrome. I can't explain it quickly, but it's in the movie Tenet, and it's been found like in Pompeii and all these ancient sites. So Sator Arepo is very fascinating. Five characters in a square, all the words like feedback into each other. Anyway, Jujitsu is what we heard, and yeah, he's got some interesting things to say about the way he mixes Tanzanian music with his Celtic background. It says, drawing parallels between today's most urgent dance forms and the archaic rituals of antiquity. So, yeah, worlds colliding. And before that, we heard some very nice, very 80s Halloween-themed music, Terrortron. And that's from an album from 2017 called Orgy of the Vampires. And the track was If the Coffin's Rockin', Don't Come Knockin'. And some fantastic song titles on that album, like Feast on the Priests and stuff like that. So yeah, very cool album, Terrortron. And before that, we heard something definitely not Halloween themed, but just something brooding about it, and it's new. So I want to feature the music of Maurice Luca and his ensemble called Elephantine out of Cairo, Egypt. The song was Trembler from the album Moonshine. Brand new stuff out of Egypt. Very cool ensemble of I think 9 musicians, and yeah, they say sounds like the additional level of consciousness that a drinking session seems to open up once it enters the early hours. Yeah, so there you go. We heard, yes, Trembler from Elephantine. And before that, we heard the Satones out of Tartu, Estonia. Yes, the Baltic land. And I couldn't believe how long that garage rock song went for. I was like looking for a good moment to move on to something else, but it wouldn't let me. So it went for like almost 10 minutes. Yeah, usually songs that would be 3 minutes maximum. They really went for it. So the song by the Satones was Graveyard Sleeper from this year's Setonismo LP. The Satones. And what do we want to hear next? How about a little smattering of some fun punk music from Kansas City, Missouri. Here is the Fertilized Eggs with Trick or Treat, Smell My Feet on Wandering Rhythms.
On that period now as just awful, don't we?
I think there was some good bits and there were some less than good bits.
Right. You look at the fact that we introduced parliamentary democracy to a lot of countries, the sort of civil service system of government, which all of these countries, or a lot of these countries, are still using today.
The British put in a system that actually brought about education, that actually brought about partial emancipation of women, that actually brought about democracy, that made India where it is today. It's time to stop seeing empire as a dirty word.
Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM, CJSF, Brazil.
What is the forest industry most afraid of? Shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests, areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca, find us on social media, and please support our vital work through our website.
You are listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.